Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. So here I am in St Edmund's Hall, Oxford, as in it's a College of Oxford University. And this one is the one that Keir Starmer attended when he was an undergraduate in the 1980s. So I thought he was becoming Prime Minister in roughly 10 days, and there's some extraordinary upset. So I should show you where he spent two formative years doing the Bachelor of Civil Law, which is a postgraduate degree, despite the word bachelor. So here I am at the chapel, because he already had a law degree from the University of Leeds. Now, anyway, so this one traces its origins back to the Middle Ages, but it was an academic hall of the university, didn't have full college status till the 1950s. It's a relatively small college in the heart of Oxford, and it was some sort of adjunct to Magdalen, if I got that right, for a long time. Anyway, what else about Teddy Hall? Oh yeah, so I'll show you the coat of arms. The coat of arms, it looks like, what was I going to say? It looks like that. That's their coat of arms. It's like martlets. So supposedly founded by, what's his name, St. Edmund of Abingdon. Abingdon in a small town just 5 miles south of Oxford. This is one of the quadrangles. You see, handsome looking, but perhaps not exquisite. And a few Latin inscriptions up there. Above one of the doors, I see the university's coat of arms to my left, but they were walking too fast to make it out. A little well in the middle, but they don't actually use it for drawing water. It may please you to know that they do have running water here. I did come here once years ago when we were trying to get onto University Challenge. Went into the old dining hall to meet with the team to see that was good enough. That's the old dining hall. So hall always means the dining room. Okay, into the next quadrangle. So it's a little bit pokey, but what do you think? Characterful, charming, different, perhaps lacking in the arrogance you'd find in other Oxford colleges. Okay, so behind Queen's College, over the wall from New College. Yeah, so Queen's College is that-a-way. I used to call it this rat trap up the alleyway. I heard of a Univolt member whose daughter applied to Teddy Hall. He hadn't even heard of it, went to go and look at it, so on. So look at this old graveyard, which they've rewilded somewhat. And there's an old church here, which they then just made part of the college, made it turned into the library, so not used for its original purposes, deconsecrated decades ago. I'll show you what I'm talking about. So that's the library then, which used to be a church. Perhaps if I go further back, you'll see what I'm talking about. So just a whistle-stop tour of St. Edmund's Hall, commonly called Teddy Hall. So the undergraduates or postgraduates, they're known as aularians, as in aula, is the Latin word for hall. And so their informal college song is the Teddy Bears Picnic. Okay, so there they are, teddy bears. And I just think, did anyone of distinction attend Teddy Hall? Well, excuse my ignorance, but nobody springs to mind as having come to Teddy Hall. Remember they used to have a little cafe outside here in the summer. So you get to the feel of the place. So these people who've been called to their award centuries ago, they are not lonely. The undergraduates pass by. And what a splendiferous library it is, but rather a waste of space. And look at the very high ceilings. So perhaps you've got a feel for the informality, the humility of Teddy Hall. And does that say something about Sir Keir Starmer's character? Why did he pick this college? Or perhaps he didn't. He may have applied to another one and wound up here anyway. Or then an open application is not specified which one he wanted to attend, and they sometimes could put you here. So because there are lots of postgraduates, majority of students are postgraduates these days, therefore university terms are not really relevant to them. But a lot of green space in the heart of the city. So what do you think? Tranquil? A great place to de-stress. Pleasant enough. They do have a college bar. I remember when we had our sort of drinking race, our college drinking race, for all the boys and girls reading history at my college. We wound up in this bar and I had to have a Bloody Mary. Made me vom afterwards, but there we go. So each college has got its college bar. So are there just two small quadrangles? I wish I could get into the hall. I'm not sure if the hall is open, but I've got to hurry off. It being the summer holidays, or vacation, vac, as we say in Oxford, it really is vac, not just in the American sense, because people do vacate. But they rent out the buildings, these various summer schools. Lots of young American students who might well have been high school students here for some summer course. because they obviously they just need to have a, the college needs to have a reasonably high income to keep going. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm allowed into this walkway, so perhaps better not. Above various entrances, staircases will say private. So people like me are allowed to walk in and out, being an old member of another college. So what do you think? Do you find this alluring? And Sir Keir Starmer, how was he shaped by his time at Oxford? Because it might have been experientially important. Perhaps I'm wrong, perhaps it had no effect on him whatsoever. I think it was Nancy Mitford said that in England, at any rate, education produces no effect whatsoever. Well, that's certainly the case. Well, then it's going to be taught by me, I can tell you. All right, so enough of this quadrangle. If that's what it is, it doesn't have buildings on all four sides. Back into the main quad. I don't think I'm allowed into the old, whatever it's called, old hall, old dining hall. And then I shall head off now. I'm actually in slightly bit of a hurry, so I would do more. There's another quad beyond there, which is very modern. Passing through the porter's lodge now. The porters and security guards. So out of St. Edmund's Hall, and this is where we come out onto the street, onto Queen's Lane. Queen's College is in front of me, and you're getting a bit of the view, the exterior of Teddy Hall. What do you think? Would you have liked to study there? Not so tall, not so grand, anything like that. Right, ladies and gentlemen, so that completes my whistle-stop tour of Teddy Hall. I wish I could show you a little bit more of it. It's on the High Street at Oxford, it goes further. It does have another entrance a bit further along the High Street, which was opened, I think, in more recent decades. So anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, and then I'll be able to sustain this channel. And remember, I do guided tours all over Southeast England, so don't miss out on yours. And tutoring people online in various subjects like English as a foreign language, English literature, history, politics, French, IELTS, that's International English Language Testing System, academic IELTS, general IELTS. Things for, you know, GCSEs, A-level, baccalaureate, 13 plus, 11 plus. Help people with elocution, debating, and so forth. French, even religious studies, geography, anything in the humanities, really. Not so hot on the maths, sciences, non-verbal reasoning. And here we are further going up Queen's Lane. Okay, so here I am having to just string it out, puff it out, so I get just over the 8-minute mark, I can monetize it. I know, what cynical commercialism. And the place, there's a gaggle of tourists coming around. But, you know, that's a manna from heaven for me. Goodbye, everybody.